Blog Talk
Radio. Hello, everyone. This is EJ Musa with The Naked Truth, and today is November 2nd, 2015. Tomorrow, we will have the election in Johns Creek for four city council seats, three of which they are contested, and one seat you get to vote for twice. I'm going to give you my opinion on where we need to cast our vote. I hope you agree and you support these candidates, as I have been doing. For post two, we have Aaron Meekstra, Chris Coughlin, Jay Lynn, Patty Hansen, and Todd Burkhalter. This post seat is going to be voted for twice because one is a two-month stub term because the city council refused to have special elections as the city charter called for. In this race, I have to go with Chris Coughlin. Chris Coughlin has been involved with the city looking at the financials. He understands the numbers. He's concerned about where we're spending our money. He realizes that we have too large of a budget surplus that has been accumulated by the city, and he would like to reduce that. Try as I might, I have tried to learn the positions of some of the other candidates, including Jay Lynn, who has campaigned that he's running for the right reasons, and he's a conservative. But let's be honest, everybody in this race claims to be a conservative. What you have to do is look for who understands what is going on in Johns Creek and where we're headed. Also, we have another big issue called the Central Business District that the city has been spending money on trying to redevelop for a private property owner known as Tech Park, and I have not really gotten clear solutions or reasons why from Mr. Lynn or Mr. Burkhalter why we should pursue that. And late in the game here, they have come up and said that, at least Mr. Lynn has said that he was possibly against the district. I can't be 100% certain, but I know for a fact Chris Coughlin is against the Central Business District and will do what he can to ensure that our tax dollars are not used for the redevelopment of private property. For post five, we have three candidates, Carlos Carbonell, Nazira Dawood, and Stephanie Andres. Now, I know Stephanie Andres, and I have been watching her address issues and concerns with the city council for more than a year now, and Stephanie understands what is going on, and she can take the seat and begin contributing from day one. Nazira Dawood, I have listened to her campaign. I've watched her at two of the public forums where she received questions, and there was an interesting spiel where she talked about how she wanted to do this since she was 10 or so and things like that. But she has not really come out with any clear, concise positions that I can tell. And you need to have a clear understanding of what you're trying to accomplish. Nazira Dawood wants to talk about collaboration. Well, we've seen collaboration on the city council where most of the votes go 4-1 or 3-2. And, you know, the two that vote against whatever the issue is, they do so on principle. We don't need collaboration. We don't need a 7-0 city council. What we need is 4-3 votes and more debate on the council, not more collaboration. If we collaborate, that means everybody's compromising, and whoever is the loudest person on the council, who's the pushiest, will get the compromises that they seek, and they can continue to just keep pushing in that direction and pushing in that direction until they finally get what they want in the end. So once again, Stephanie Andres, she has been going to city council meetings, participating. She's dug a lot into the finances. She understands what's going on. She's cool, calm, and collected. And she will be an invaluable asset to the city council, and I hope you support her and help put her up there. For post six, we have Steve Broadbent and Tom Radford. Now, I have written Mr. Broadbent on several occasions talking about the Development Authority of Fulton County, which he's a board member of, and questioning whether or not we need to induce private sector businesses to do their development, especially high-density apartments, which is one of the most profitable sectors in the economy today. There's just a very different point of view. Mr. Broadbent thinks that it's to his advantage, to the city's advantage, to offer tax abatements and inducements in order for these guys to build. I don't think we need to encourage people to build through tax breaks. They need to build because it's the right thing for them to do, and they're going to make money doing so. If they cannot make money doing so, there is no reason for us, you and I, the taxpayer, to subsidize those buildings. Also, Mr. Broadbent has been approving much of that development within Fulton County. That's where the Development Authority of Fulton County operates. I don't understand how Mr. Broadbent is going to prohibit the high-density developments from coming into Johns Creek while he's been approving them throughout Fulton County. It seems like if you're for it, you're for it. You can't be for it over here, but not over there. And that's where we are. Mr. Radford, he is not a career politician. He is a businessman, and I think he brings forth to the table a different opinion on how things should operate and what the proper role of government is. Also, Mr. Broadbent voted against having the special election and against following the intent of the city charter, which I have to be honest, bothers me very much to this day. I still have not heard Mr. Broadbent say that was a mistake. He should have. He should have come clean with us and said the citizens deserved representation. Two seats were empty. They did not get it. Dock Creek has a lot of issues facing us. The biggest one is traffic. We need to resolve our traffic issue. And instead, Mr. Broadbent has also been working with the city and voted to spend lots of money on the Central Business District plans, especially through Urban Design Associates. And the city has spent a lot of money on advertising this plan that's not even been approved at the local theaters. I think I read this morning more than $8,000 was spent on commercials promoting the Central Business District when it's not even been approved. So if Mr. Broadbent had wanted to gain my vote in this reelection, and I voted for Mr. Broadbent last time, then he would have been speaking out against this. Instead, I have a sense that they want that. They want this development. They think Johns Creek needs to be the developer and bring forth the plans for this privately held property. And they don't need to be the ones doing it. It needs to be Tech Park. Tech Park is the owner. Tech Park will benefit the most from anything that occurs there. Tech Park has every financial motivation to do so. They do not need the city of Johns Creek to carry the water for them. Okay, so once again, the election is tomorrow, November 3rd. I'm going to vote for Chris Kaufman for post 2, Stephanie Andres, post 5, Tom Radford for post 6, and then I'm going to vote for Chris Kaufman yet again for post 2 for the stub term, and I hope you do the same. I hope you understand how important this election is. Our city has grown in size quickly over the last 10 years, and we need some people to really return to the good fiscal stewardship of our city. We have had lots of tax dollars rolling in. We're the most one of the most prosperous communities within Georgia. Our home values are some of the highest. We have a lot going for us. If we don't work hard to protect that 81% of our economy over the 19%, which is the business, the commercial sector, then we run the risk of losing a lot. People live here because of the quality of life. We do not move here because of shopping. Nobody else is going to move here because of shopping or restaurants or whatever else. The schools are important. The traffic is horrible. Traffic should be job one. Any council member who gets up there is going to know that I feel traffic is job one because I am going to be continually commenting to them on what we need to do to address the traffic so that you and myself can get to our local grocery store, get to our local meetings, get to our local event without spending 30 minutes to go the final 3 miles. Well, that's EJ Musa. It's November 2nd, 2015. I hope that you found this information of value, and I hope you vote tomorrow. Once again, Chris Coughlin, Stephanie Andres, and Tom Ratchett. Thank you for your time.